Journalists are supposed to make certain they don't interfere with the news they cover, but sometimes, no matter what you do, your mere presence brings everything to a halt. NPR's Larry Abramson has this look inside his reporter's notebook.
At schools in foreign countries, it's hard to stay in the background. Kids are trained to applaud when visitors arrive. That's what happened when I visited the school in Vicho, Peru, with my producer, Marisa Peñalosa. Eventually, the kids got back to work. We watched the class, recorded lots of sound, and prepared to leave as quietly as possible. Fate had other plans. We begged our driver, please wait right there on the safe side of the muddy drainage dish. But in an effort to please his clients, he decided to turn the car around and got hopelessly stuck in the mud. His drive wheels whizzed like a salad spinner. We pushed, we pulled. Everyone had a different theory on how to unstick us, forward, backwards, use logs. One teacher said, well, the last time this happened, local men had to carry the car out. Not too encouraging. In the meantime, the school kids gathered to watch. This was easily the most interesting part of their school day. When a local administrator decided we needed more weight in the back of the cab, the kids all piled in the back. The kindergarten teacher, a voluble woman in a pink apron, tried to shoo the kids to safety.
Manuelito, ven acá.
She seemed to find the whole situation hilarious. At some point, Marisa and I kind of gave up. We sat on the grass with the kids and nibbled snacks. But that administrator and the other men from the school, they rolled up their sleeves and took on the problem as a real guy's hobby. They built a little wooden platform with some spare wood. Then the administrator took the wheel, and in a display of bravado or unfamiliarity with a clutch, he revved the engine furiously. Suddenly, the Toyota bounced out of the ditch. We piled in the car and went to our next appointment. But by then, nearly every kid in the school was outside waving goodbye. School was out. In just a few hours, we had brought learning to a complete standstill. As we drove on to our next school visit, we wondered, maybe some of the problems with education in the developing world should be laid at the feet of visiting journalists. Larry Abramson, NPR News.